Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Subhadra Ramachandran with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says, Centre has prioritised safety of Indians in conflict zones in West Asia. Addresses election rally in Palakkad, Kerala. Congress releases a list of 284 candidates for West Bengal Assembly elections. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Prime Minister urges citizens to stay vigilant, trust only official information in view of West Asia crisis. 17 people killed, 26 injured as floods and landslides hit parts of Afghanistan. And in IPL cricket, match between Mumbai Indians and Kolkata Knight Riders underway in Mumbai. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that the central government has prioritised the safety of Indians in conflict zones amidst the ongoing crisis in West Asia, which has a sizeable number of people from Kerala. Addressing a campaign rally in Palakkad this afternoon, the Prime Minister highlighted the government's response to the West Asia conflict and said, India is closely monitoring the situation and actively working to minimise its impact on the country.
वेस्ट एशिया में चल रहे युद्ध पर सबकी नजर है इस युद्ध का प्रभाव भारत पर कम से कम पड़े इसके लिए हमारी सरकार लगातार काम कर रही है केरलम के बहुत सारे लोग युद्धगत क्षेत्र में काम कर रहे हैं युद्ध शुरू होने के बाद से ही मैं इन देशों के सभी राष्ट्राध्यक्षों से लगातार संपर्क में हूं सारे ही देश युद्ध क्षेत्रों में फंसे भारतीयों की सुरक्षा को प्राथमिकता दे रहे हैं भारतीयों के हितों की सुरक्षा भाजपा एनडीए सरकार के लिए सर्वोपरि है
Prime Minister also launched a sharp attack on state's dominant political parties, the Left Democratic Front and the United Democratic Front, accusing them of trapping the state in a cycle of corruption.
LDF, UDF ki sari nitiyan keval vote bank politics ke liye hi hoti hai. Inhe Keralam ke vikas ki koi parwah nahi hai. Ab main aapko bharosa deta hoon. कि यहां बनने वाली बीजेपी एनडीए सरकार केरलम का तेज विकास करेगी विकसित केरलम बनाएगी और ये मोदी की गारंटी है
The Prime Minister later reached Thrissur to hold a road show. He received a rousing welcome, energizing party workers. During the roadshow, he passed through Swaraj Round in a specially designed vehicle, greeting people gathered on both sides of the road. Keralam Chief Minister Pinrai Vijayan has dismissed allegations of a CPIM-SDPI deal for the upcoming assembly elections as false. Addressing a public event in Thirur, he said, the United Democratic Front, UDF, is making such claims for political gain. Mr. Vijayan reiterated that the Left Democratic Front, LDF, has consistently maintained a strong stance against communalism. He asserted that the government's return to power was not due to gimmicks, but the result of its performance. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah today said, BJP has stopped the inflow of illegal immigrants into Assam and will work to deport them over the next 5 years. He was addressing an election rally at Dekhya Juli in Sonitpur district this afternoon. Highlighting the achievements of the BJP government in the state, Mr. Shah said, over the past 10 years, Assam has largely become free from insurgency, which brought peace and new opportunities to the region.
In the last 10 years, we have made peace agreements with the Bodos, Karbi Anglong, Adivasis, DNLA and the Ulfa, and today 10,000 people are leading normal life, leaving their machine guns.
The Congress has released the list of 284 candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in West Bengal. The party has nominated former MP Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary from Bahrampur, Pradeep Prasad from Bhabanipur, former MP Mossam Noor from Malathipur, S.G. Jariatul Hussain from Nandigram, Shubhashish Bhattacharya from Panihati, and Ranajit Mukherjee from Bidhan Nagar. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee today launched an attack against BJP in the run-up to the assembly elections. Addressing a public gathering in Purulia, she accused the opposition party of inciting riots. The Chief Minister also alleged that the BJP is attacking Bengali-speaking people in other states. In Puducherry, election campaigning has intensified with leaders of major political parties stepping up voter outreach across constituencies. Leaders and candidates carried out door-to-door campaigns and roadshows, reaching out to voters and explaining their poll agenda. We have more from our correspondent.
Chief Minister N. Rangasamy, leading the NDA campaign, met voters in his home constituency and sought their support. He criticized the opposition alliance, stating that governance cannot be entrusted to parties that are unable to even arrive at seat-sharing agreements. Puducherry Pradesh Congress Committee President V. Vaithilingam MP also carried out door-to-door campaigning in areas including Abdul Kalam Park, Kurunji Nagar and Tagore Nagar. ACC leader Supriya Srinathe is also coordinating campaign activities in the Union Territory. DMK State Secretary and Opposition Leader R. Shiva intensified his campaign in Villiyanur. BJP leader A. Namashivayam, BJP State President VP Ramalingam and AIADMK State Secretary Anbalagan were also engaged in campaigning. In Lospet constituency, CPIM candidate R. Rajangam led a roadshow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually interact with party workers from Assam and Puducherry tomorrow under the Mera Booth Sabse Masboot initiative. Bibinasnath, Akashwani News, Puducherry.
In Assam, the Dhemaji Legislative Assembly constituency, a scheduled tribe reserved seat is set to go to polls along with the rest 125 assembly seats of the state on 9th of April 2026. The constituency is largely rural in nature with agriculture as a primary livelihood, while recurring floods continue to be a major concern for voters. A report.
In Assam, following the 2023 delimitation exercise, Dhemaji Assembly constituency in Upper Assam presents a markedly changed electoral landscape this time. One of the most notable changes is the reduction in the size of electorate. In 2021, before delimitation, the constituency had over 2,47,000 voters and recorded a voter turnout of 77.47%. This time, the total electorate stands at 1,78,880, reflecting a significant decline. Despite this, the constituency retains its political importance. Interestingly, women voters now outnumber men with 90,023 female voters compared to 88,857 male voters. The contest this time is six-cornered. Senior BJP leader and incumbent minister Dr. Ranuj Pegu is seeking re-election. He will face Soylen Sunwal of Indian National Congress, Narendra Kumar Pao from All India Trinamool Congress and three others. With key local issues and a diverse set of candidates, Dhemaji is poised for a close-watched electoral battle this time. Rakesh Tole, Akashwani News, Guwahati.
Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin today released the DMK's election manifesto, outlining a mix of welfare expansion and economic growth measures. Speaking at the party headquarters in Chennai, he asserted that the state should continue on its current development path. Mr. Stalin claimed that the DMK government has delivered on its promises and would build on existing schemes if re-elected. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed concern over the situation in West Asia, saying that a crisis is emerging around the world regarding petrol and diesel. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi said these are challenging times as the region is a major center of India's energy needs. He said India's global relations, support from various countries and the strengths New Delhi has built over the past decade have enabled India to confront these circumstances. Mr. Modi appealed to all citizens to remain vigilant and not be misled by rumours. He said only the continuous information provided by the government should be trusted.
हमारे लाखों परिवारों के सगे संबंधी इन देशों में रहते हैं, खासतौर पर खाड़ी देशों में काम करते हैं। मैं गल्फ कंट्रीज का बहुत आभारी हूँ, वे ऐसे एक करोड़ से ज्यादा भारतीयों को वहाँ पर हर प्रकार की मदद दे रहे हैं। जो लोग इस विषय पर भी राजनीति कर रहे हैं, उन्हें राजनीति नहीं करनी चाहिए। यह देश के 140 करोड़ देशवासियों के हित से जुड़ा विषय है। इसमें स्वार्थ भरी राजनीति का कोई स्थान नहीं है। मैं सभी देशवासियों से अपील भी करूंगा कि वो जागरूक रहे, अफवाहों के बहकावे में ना आए, सरकार की तरफ से जो आपको निरंतर जानकारी दी जा रही है उसी पर विश्वास करके कोई कदम उठाए।
The government has said that adequate stocks of petrol and diesel are available at all petrol pumps across the country and reiterated its advice to the public not to believe in rumors. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said excise duty on petrol and diesel has been reduced by 10 rupees per litre to support consumers. The security situation in West Asia has escalated following the reports of damage to a US military aircraft after an Iranian retaliatory strike in Saudi Arabia. According to US media, the strike targeted Prince Sultan Air Base, damaging an American E-3 Sentry AWACS aircraft used for surveillance and battle management. At least 12 US personnel were reportedly injured, including two seriously. The attack is said to have involved ballistic missiles and drones. Prince Sultan Air Base remains a key hub for US air operations in the region and has reportedly been targeted multiple times during the ongoing escalation. Our West Asia correspondent reports that Israel carried out fresh airstrikes on Tehran and other parts of Iran, targeting weapons sites and military infrastructure. In Chhattisgarh, one Maoist was killed in an encounter with security forces in the Polampalli police station area of Sukma district today. During a search of the site, the body of the Maoist along with weapons was recovered. In Afghanistan, 17 people have been killed and 26 others were injured after severe flooding, landslides and thunderstorms struck parts of the country over the past 24 hours. Authorities warned today that the death toll could rise as survey teams from the National Disaster Management Authority continue surveying the affected regions. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today met ministers and ambassadors of the Africa Group members on the sidelines of 14th World Trade Organization WTO ministerial conference Yaounde in Cameroon. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that the discussions reaffirmed the deep-rooted civilizational and historical ties and trade relations between India and Africa. Civil Aviation Minister K. Mohan Naidu today inaugurated upgraded public facilities at 57 airports across the country via video conference from Rajkot International Airport. The facilities include Udaan Yatri Cafes, Digi Yatra Systems, free Wi-Fi zones, kids areas, libraries and infrastructure upgrade projects. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places of Jammu and Kashmir, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura tomorrow. Isolated places in Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Chandigarh, Haryana, Delhi, Uttarakhand, East Rajasthan and Central Maharashtra are likely to experience thunderstorms accompanied by hailstorms. The IPL cricket Kolkata Knight Riders were 212 for 4 in 19.1 overs against Mumbai Indians in a second match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai when reports last came in. Mumbai Indians have won the toss and opted to bowl. The two-month-long tournament will continue till 31st of May. Chennai Super Kings will take on Rajasthan Royals in their opening match tomorrow evening at 7:30 p.m. Chennai Super Kings icon MS Dhoni is set to miss the first 2 weeks of the league due to a calf injury. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says centre has prioritised safety of Indians in conflict zones in West Asia, addresses election rally in Palakkad, Kerala. Congress releases a list of 284 candidates for West Bengal Assembly elections. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Prime Minister urges citizens to stay vigilant, trust only official information in view of West Asia crisis. 17 people killed, 26 injured as floods and landslides hit parts of Afghanistan. And in IPL cricket, match between Mumbai Indians and Kolkata Knight Riders underway in Mumbai. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.